Welcome to the Encourage Her Community Podcast. I'm Joe, your co-host here at Encourage Her. Welcome to the community. We are women who choose to encourage. In a world full of critics, we need more encouragers. Let's get some encouragement today. Happy Monday. Good morning, encouragers. It's Joe. Welcome back to the Holy Week series. If you haven't been listening, we have been reading from the Word of God since Friday of last week, preparing our hearts for Resurrection Sunday, this coming weekend. We are currently, if you're listening in real time, on Holy Thursday. So far this week, we have read about how Jesus arrived in Bethany, and he was staying with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, the resurrected Lazarus. We see Mary anointed by Jesus, and the crowd come to see Lazarus and Jesus. Jesus enters on a donkey in Jerusalem, on ground covered with palm leaves on Sunday. He weeps over Jerusalem and enters the temple. On Monday, we see him curse a fig tree and with righteous anger clear the temple and reclaim it as a house of God. On Tuesday, we saw the disciples see that very withered fig tree that had been cursed. And we begin to hear the controversies arising in Jerusalem from within the temple based on Jesus's teachings. We hear the Olivet Discourse on his way back to Bethany with the disciples. And yesterday, we continued to hear about Jesus' teaching and the plot beginning to brew in the Sanhedrin to kill Jesus. Lastly, yesterday, we began to hear about the preparations for Passover. Today's Holy Thursday will be broken up into two different podcasts because there is a lot of scripture to get through. I'm going to begin by reading in Luke 22, verses 14 through 30, about the Passover meal and the Last Supper. Then my next podcast for this Thursday will be the Upper Room Discourse, and we will hear Jesus pray for Gethsemane. Let me open us up in a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for Holy Week. Thank you for the Word of God that we have in our hands, we have access to, that we get to read at any time, Lord, to be reminded of the truth, to read a real account of actual events that occurred in our history. Thank you that it gets to be part of our history and our inheritance. As we've said many times this week, we'll never fully understand the gift of grace that you gave us on the cross. We know we don't deserve it, and yet you took all of it. You paid the cost for us. Thank you for this gift. Thank you for new life and salvation. And thank you for the Holy Spirit that you left here as our helper to get us through this world. Help us to discern and walk the path you've laid before us with wisdom and grace that we could only pull off because of you, Lord. We thank you again for this day and all of our listeners. I pray that your word would hit just the right spot for them today, Lord, that you know what they need. You know why they showed up to listen, Lord. So provide what they need. Help them to have a desire in their hearts to hear it. And then help us to turn around and be mindful and thoughtful of you, Lord, today. And maybe say some prayers of gratitude, knowing that tomorrow is Good Friday. In your name, amen. Luke 22, verses 14 through 30. And when the hour came, he reclined at the table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took a cup, and when he gave thanks, he said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, and when he had been given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise, the cup, after they had eaten, saying, This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me on the table. For the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to the man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to question one another, which of them could it be who was going to do this? A dispute also arose among them as to which of them was to be regarded as the greatest. And he said to them, The king of the Gentiles exercises lordship over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. Not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as the one who serves. For who is the greater one who reclines at table or one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at the table? But I am among you as the one who serves. You are those who have stayed with me in my trials, and I assign to you, as my Father assigned to me, a kingdom, that you may eat and drink at my table and in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Lord, we thank you for this beginning scripture from Passover. We know that this was the last meal that he ate with his disciples before being arrested and taken away. It's amazing to hear him say that he looked so forward to eating with them before he suffered. Lord, you knew what was coming. And yet, you continued on. Thank you for the vision of Jesus waiting to have a final cup of wine with us when kingdom comes. Thank you for the lesson here. Your broken body, your blood shed for us. Let us, as we partake in communion this weekend, be reminded of the sacrifice you made and gave for your brothers and sisters, for your kingdom come, for those in the moment and for all of us today and all of those who will come after us. Thank you again for this reminder, Lord, and even challenge to not think of ourselves as great, Lord, but to humble ourselves and to be servants of the kingdom, just as you did. Lord, thank you for all you've done, and thank you again for this holy, holy Thursday. You are worthy of our praise. In your name, amen. Ladies, I am so honored that you chose to spend some time with me this morning. I hope and pray that the Word of God encouraged you and that you feel inspired to now get out into the world and be a woman who chooses to encourage. Remember, Encourage Her is a God-given, purpose-driven ministry. This podcast is for the taking. It's free for the sharing. Please share it with her. Also, remember to subscribe, like, and follow us on Instagram at Encourage Her Wellness for your daily, quick encouragements throughout the week. From now till then, stay encouraged and choose to encourage her. I'll see you next Monday. Love to you all.